From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Signs of an easing of tensions between the unions and government in Trinidad and Tobago. A regional trade union expert says it's time for new negotiating strategies, and the UN calls for the release of Haitian protesters arrested yesterday. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There appears to have been at least a temporary cessation of hostilities between trade unions and government in Trinidad and Tobago. The trade union movement today agreed to accept a proposal for voluntary redundancy of its members in the public utilities. This comes out of a meeting between government and union officials this morning. As Tony Fraser reports, the unions are now to meet with management of the utilities to work out a severance package.
President General Errol MacLeod admits that a voluntary separation plan is not the ideal of the unions. They would have preferred, he says, that not one man should leave the utilities, but rather greater efficiencies in operations be sought to bring down the cost of running the utilities.
There are workers who are indicating that if they get a decent separation package, they are prepared to go. And they are essentially the older workers with many years of service. And they are with the view that by going voluntarily with a decent package, perhaps they will be providing some space that would allow for the employment of some younger people. Okay? And if one's membership is indicating that, then one has to be mindful of the desires of those people who are indicating that.
The unions had hoped to have assembled a mass demonstration outside the financial complex this morning as they spoke with the ministerial team, but only a handful of hardcore union activists turned up. I asked Mr. MacLeod if the non-turnout of the membership is yet another indication of the erosion of the strength of the trade union movement.
Well, I know that trade unions, workers generally, have been receiving blows over the past 10, 15 years. I am, however, encouraged by the response that we got on the 12th of February when Port of Spain saw perhaps the biggest demonstration that has ever been witnessed. And that vibe, that militancy is still there. It needs only to be properly organized for action that, as I said, will be disciplined and that will no doubt bring some fruit.
The unions have given themselves 2 weeks to negotiate the separation packages with the utilities before they meet again with the government ministerial team. And Mr. MacLeod is threatening that the possibility still exists for a general strike if satisfactory agreement is not reached. Tony Fraser reporting from Port of Spain for BBC Caribbean Report.
And a regional trade union expert is calling on the labour movement to rethink its attitudes to money and collective bargaining. George Tapina, Caribbean advisor with the International Labour Organization, says given current economic conditions, the unions need to reorder their priorities. Sandra Baptiste reports.
Mr. Tapina says it's a testing time for both governments and trade unions, and in some cases, the two parties are on a collision course. The unions, he says, must accept that with structural adjustment programs in place in several CARICOM member states, there will be layoffs. And the ILO official suggests that the unions shift their focus in collective bargaining.
Unfortunately, yes. There is widespread retrenchment or talk about retrenchment. There is a lot of anxiety about job security. And I think that the trade unions in collective bargaining now will have to put greater emphasis on things such as job security, on proper severance arrangements, and to put less emphasis on money wage, because I think that the workers are more concerned about the security of tenure, their job security, than they are about increases in wages and so on. We've had examples of workers taking cuts in public service in Trinidad and Tobago, in Barbados. We've had what is referred to as guidelines in collective bargaining in Jamaica and so on and so forth. And the workers and the trade unions have responded positively to these things.
The ILO official believes that the current economic downturn in the region is posing a serious challenge to the leadership in the trade union movement.
For example, I think that another look must be taken at overtime. we have to begin thinking as to whether we can have a shortened work week for some people so as to spread whatever is there. It must be your brother's keeper and seek to allow everybody an opportunity to have some earnings. But these are, if I might call them, revolutionary ideas. They're not going to go down easily, but it's a test of leadership that the trade unions will have to address these things. They will have to put in place certain extra services such as guidance as to how best to use severance arrangements and so on and so forth.
Mr. De Pina also told Caribbean Report that the unions do have a responsibility to ensure that the position of their members are not further eroded. And in this connection, recent industrial unrest and marches in both Trinidad and Tobago on pay and severance issues are understandable. On the other hand, he stresses, the trade unions should try to come up with solutions to the dilemma facing governments and workers. Mr. De Pina believes that conditionalities imposed by international lending agencies on Caribbean countries are too stringent and strike at the very core of collective bargaining. In some cases, he notes, there is no bargaining, but positions are handed down by government. The ILO official also feels that workers are being asked to shoulder too much